You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
And there.
Yes. I'm going to try and cast fear on them.
Okay.
Shape fear into them.
All right. I'm gonna scare you with my alteration of reality.
That's one of the closer things to spells that I have.
First guy, he's very afraid. Second guy, he's not afraid. Third guy is not afraid.
Dang.
One out of three.
One goes,
yay.
So one turns and flees.
Yeah, he runs into the woods.
You're like Tusken Raiders.
Okay. Apparently, did you want to try to shoot them? It's risky. One of them is a viable target without any chance of hitting her. The one that's actually hauling her up would be.
They probably have a language that's like.
If you miss him, you could hit her.
Probably has something to do with their anatomy.
Okay. You may take two shots. Actually, I'll let you take four if you want.
Make, like, that screeching noise.
You could have been doing that last
time. At the same time or something. Can't do it. Oh,
misses.
All misses? But you're a long range.
Between three and five.
Oh, yeah. Clearly. All right. You fire four arrows off into the night. Never to be seen again.
Pretty much.
All right.
I have to find some more secret arrows.
And?
I saw this that it'll come at us a door higher. This is
littering.
That looks like a
littering. And what?
How close is the boat?
He's on shore. Okay, so Lori has her stuff. Lori is actually going to leave via the longboat instead of taking the
swimming ride. Where's she
going?
She's going towards.
She's going back to shore because she doesn't know about Owa. So.
She's pretty
unless
injured,
somebody tells
so
her. Plus, she's a one-time queen. So.
Yeah, she's probably better off there.
So the woman and Lori are dropping the longboat on the land side, and they're taking the rest of the alchemy supplies, and they're headed to shore. By that time, the rear of the boat is engulfed in fire, and I'll let you try to roll a non-proficient sailing roll to see if you can get some kind of steerage.
14.
No. So that side of the boat has bumped into the island.
Okay, I will make my way to the island.
But you could leap now easily from the boat onto the stone.
I guess I will go help them get to shore and get the alchemy supplies and stuff.
Yeah, you could throw a line or help them lash it down. And plus, he's got two barrels and a bag of alchemy supplies in the mud. What is Bezor doing?
I did cast fear. I'm jumping back to the ship.
Okay, I'm going to leap back to the ship. You could leap to the small island first, and then you could leap to the ship directly.
That's where I was the small island.
Oh, I thought you were going to land.
No, because I wouldn't be able to jump right back to the ship.
Oh, okay, so the alchemy supplies are on the small island, not on land. Okay, perfect. That was great. what he took, the rest of them on the boat. All the smaller, intricate, read in the subtext, more expensive stuff is in the longboat.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to pay Doc for this.
You think?
Resist the urge to not rummage through it and just help you
okay.
Carry it.
So Bezor leaps from the small island back onto the boat. You need a dex check to keep from...
Wait, why would we get paid off for this?
Because we keep burning the boat to the ground.
But they don't have anything to do with the...
There's some stuff still in there.
Well, we
should catch on.
Maybe not. You might, as a dog, might pay a full, even though you burnt this guy's boat to the ground. Roll a d20.
He might pay his full for the story.
20.
It's gonna be a great story.
Okay, you
make your check.
You leap onto the boat, but the deck is slippery, and you slide along toward the rail. And you take d3 minus 1 damage.
No.
1.
You lucky dog.
You lay on the boat against the rail, your feet dangling over the edge, which the boat is now against the edge of the island.
At the rail.
Oh,
It's America's Most Happiest on America's Funniest Videos.
Theon has rescued the captain.
Look at this silly Avenger trying to
Theon
jump
has
on
rescued
web.
The captain. He is infuriated. He is stomping up and down the docks as his boat burns.
Yeah, that's not good.
And he's obviously written it off. He realizes it's a lost cause as the back, roughly one-fifth of it, is now engulfed in flames.
Why don't you talk to Bezor about that when he gets back?
Okay.
Sounds like Theon needs a good weapon. Theon is going back to bed.
Now all this news, like, alright.
You did hear Charlotte. Oh, no, because that was probably while you were swimming.
So Jeremy pointed out the people, the figures on the island.
You did hear Charlotte fire 4 shots out at the island, however.
They can handle it.
Jeremy pointed out the figure on the island, too.
Sorry your life's burning down in front of you, but I'm going to bed.
I can't help him. By the time I got to the boat, it probably be gone.
Somewhere out there, like, 1,300 goblins are just laughing at this whole thing. Like, we didn't get to burn it, but it's
burning
it anyway.
Wearing 3D glasses, eating popcorn.
Yeah,
all in the movie theater.
All right, anyway, so you're on the island.
Yes.
By yourself.
Yeah.
And
I don't have my rope. No!
Damn, I'm going to try to boost the lady that's severely hurt. I don't know if my thing has recharged yet or not.
That was one of my bags of tricks. Jammer doesn't have a lot of bags of tricks, but that rope is one of them. Things with
the cloak.
The rope, the cloak.
Sword.
Okay, so...
I don't know if the sword is
you were doing healing after midnight.
Rope, cloak, hat.
You were thinking that was left over from
yesterday?
No, wait,
but those are used.
The healing after...
The wings.
I used up all my boosts yesterday.
The goblin fight, get the boat back.
Before I went to sleep. So I don't know.
I
slept long enough for it to recharge.
Oh, it's 24 hours?
No.
Okay.
It's probably at like dawn.
Oh, okay.
So no boost.
Bum, bum, bum. All right.
Okay.
But I'm only...
As you charge up onto the island, you see that the island is littered with bones.
Yeah.
You realize that you have clearly found the lair
of
the sea wolves.
Kind of had a feeling that's what this was when they saw the figure out there.
You feel alone.
Huh.
Against whatever remains of them.
I don't even have my bard in bottle.
Probably their strongest members. Something. But then in the distance, something... A sort of a feminine, scared, sounds like she just passed out, sigh. Like this. Ah! Makes you think... None of that is important.
You also hear a shout from me. You also hear a shout from behind you. Hey, Garibald, I kind of can't help you right now.
Are you on the island? How far is... Oh.
He's on the boat, which is really only about 20 feet away.
Can I have my rope?
Maybe. I'll throw the rope at him.
Okay.
I have my ropes now.
Okay.
I need my brother.
And then I'm going to grab the bags and jump back to the small island with them.
Take someone with you!
Well, they are actively loading the other alchemy supplies into the boat.
Oh, they have a longboat?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what the first mate was getting in.
Did you want to go or no? I mean, do you want to take it anyway? Rather than have them take it back in the boat?
Yeah, because they're like...
You can hop between islands.
What do you mean I can help you?
You're leaping is far enough, if you
want it. Yeah, and you go to the island, to the shore, and then back to the island. But why would I do that?
Move a couple of people.
I just need to be able to cast 4-level spells so I can cast the spell Exhaustion.
That would be extremely helpful at this moment in time. And yet.
I mean...
Also, if you had a druid.
Or a cleric.
Or a cleric. Well, you have a cleric, but your cleric has used up all the spells.
Me too! And I didn't get any rest. Oh, I'm casting Phantom Armor. That's what I was doing.
Okay. Alright. So you have Phantom Armor.
Yes.
Alright.
Okay.
On the shore, you look toward the woods and 2 of the creatures come out to meet you. You may roll initiative.
Rawr.
I'm gonna play support from the... Hey. From the
their
boat.
Eyes glow. Their talons...
Creepy.
I'm
look sharp and ready to pierce your
I'm
flesh.
You know a guy who gives you a great pedicure? I'll give you
I'm playing support from the boat from the side that's not on fire. So I have color spray ready.
Okay. Yeah, so actually they will, as they fight him, these ones anyway, will be within range of the color spray.
Got it.
So, because it's only like 30 feet away.
I better roll good.
Color spray range.
Yeah, I wish I was more.
So do I need to roll initiative too?
Well, you did defeat a goblin army tonight. Yeah.
Cast on my
that
book.
That's right.
So I need to roll initiative too?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Theon went and went to sleep now.
Six. And I saved this chick's life, essentially.
Yep.
Not any dude. Cast the captain. Person.
Yep. Definitely.
Oh, I saved the captain.
For sure.
Of a ship that just burned out. So is it really anything at this point?
Because he would have been eaten alive in the water.
And...
Well, you say the first.
Okay, so you do see two charge out to attack him. Do you want to fire at them before they attack him?
Oh, I'm in the lead.
Mind you, if you miss, there is a chance that you will hit him.
Yeah.
And just because Bezor is only at one hit point, there's a tiny, tiny chance that you will hit him. Because when you're at one hit point, that's like a missile magnet.
4-3, and I'm now out of arrows.
Jeez.
Both missed?
Yep.
Okay, roll percentile dice. There's a base 20% chance that you will hit a friend.
17.
17, so that is a yes. So we're going to go on
did she hit me this one?
Yep.
Oh, that's
not targeting.
I said one time.
Okay.
Sorry.
So
you said if she hits you one time. She didn't technically hit you the first time.
All right,
she knew
so
what
you're
going
to roll a d10. On a 1 to 9, it will be Dearmood. On a 10, it will be Bezor.
Neither one sounds good.
Wait, 1 to 9, it's him?
Yes. It's more likely to hit him than you.
Oh, okay, yeah, because he's by the enemy.
And I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Roll a d6, no bonuses.
Roll 1.
2.
Instead of 1.
2. You take 2 points of damage.
She can't hear you.
Roll a 1!
Okay. You're standing there, and basically you thought, you were certain that you fired to the left of him. And all of a sudden, the arrow just skimmed off of him. Like, he apparently was not standing where you thought he was standing.
You're doing these, huh?
The cloak of displacement. What are you going to do?
It's still working.
Yeah, at this point, I'll just start heading down from the tower, because I'm out of arrows.
Oh, okay. Time to meet you.
If it's stuck in me, I would have had a silver arrow. Thanks, Charlotte!
Okay. They have a 7 and a 6 on initiative.
I got a 6.
I have a 7.
Okay. All right. So in 7, what are we doing?
Casting color spray.
All right. So in 7, the first guy attacked you the first time.
Which is a 1-second casting.
And he might have hit, but misestimated where you were standing. Color
get
spray.
My money
yeah, color spray is 1 segment.
All right.
Definitely
and
get my money.
You do need a description, though, because it gives you the dice.
Okay. I can put it, I know I can put the starting point of the cone, like, wherever, within range. And then it goes out from there, and I can face it like different directions, like a lightning bolt, basically. Because
right.
We talked about it before.
Right.
So I can put it out the side and not hit Dearmood.
Correct.
Right in front of Dearmood, and you accidentally face it towards him. Crap.
I've been on the front line for the last, like, 10 hours here.
Excuse me. All right, the sea wolves just didn't let me sleep and get my spells back. I mean,
I'm down about 20-ish%.
I was forced to the front line for this.
Unfortunately, you guys kind of set that one up before when all you did was lock them out. So, and then parked a boat right off their island. Okay. Yeah, definitely. All right. One level of hit die of creatures for each of his or her level of experience. If extra creatures are struck unconscious for 2 to 8 rounds if their level is less than or equal to that of the spellcaster. And what level are you?
7.
Okay. So they are both struck unconscious.
Yes!
Yay!
I'm a good support character.
9 out of 10, Bezor.
Okay.
So no, that was 2 out of 2.
I got hurt.
Do you want to slice their throats? Because they will
course.
Get back up at some point. All right, percentile dice.
Lashink, Lashink. This is my deep half had a...
And then...
No.
I don't need that effect.
Let's just get the lady and get out
okay.
of there.
46.
All right. The first guy is not killed instantly, so you'd need another round to kill him.
Okay.
Just get the lady.
So we'll assume you've got one dead, you've got one not dead.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
I'll take care of it, because I don't feel like it coming out of my back.
Okay, roll again.
You're sitting here like...
36.
Okay, now they're, now they're both dead.
Talking to...
Okay,
talking
and... You don't know where the woman is, but you heard the voice.
Let's do a Dear Moon Bezor adventure.
Yeah. Bezor's not really up to adventuring at the moment.
I jump over to the island.
Okay, you jump over to the island.
Oh, wow, that was easy.
All right, so roll a dex check straight up.
I'll catch you.
15, I made it.
All right, you land on the island with Dear Moon.
Onward! Well,
she's
wanna,
off
like,
there somewhere.
Do you want to cast?
Can't be that far. It's a 60 by 30 island.
I already casted Phantom Armor. I mean, I already used my Phantom Armor ability.
Okay.
I've already warped reality to wrap me in powerful magics.
Hey, I'm a magical right
magic
now, so it's all good.
Realities. Okay? And, dun-dun-dun!
I see zero right now.
Okay. So you, the two of you charge up the hill into the main part of the island. You are literally walking on and around bones, mostly of which appear to be human.
Not even afraid.
I have swords and shields. No, I have sword and then I have my rope ready.
Okay. As you crest a rise, you see one sea wolf, and it seems to be the largest of all of them that you have yet seen. He's easily 2 foot taller than the others. And he has the girl, and he has just laid her across a rock that is bathed in moonlight and running with rivulets of rain. And he is facing in your direction. He's on the back side of the rock, but it appears to you as if he is basically about to bite her. He's going to eat her.
Halt, evildoer!
You got any spells? What do you got? What do you got? Are you tapped out on spells?
Almost.
Well, you can do something big. Do it while I'm up.
First of all, roll initiative.
Wow, that's like the third one in a row. What do you get?
One.
Hey.
Which is two for initiative.
We're too busy talking about our plan.
Hey, what are we going to do? I can do another one of those things that I just did before. What about you?
Okay.
I can throw a rope at it.
Good idea.
All right, so he looks up at the two of you, gives a nasty snarl, and he reaches out and crushes her throat.
Nice. Dang it!
Well, now he just deserves
to die. Didn't act fast enough. You failed.
Now he just deserves to die.
It was a good try.
All right. And then he does partially drag her down off the rock with him. He's got her neck in one hand. And he's dragging her down the hill as he's coming toward you with his claws bared.
That's just uncalled for.
Yeah, it's just like too much.
and he has quintupled both of your initiatives. So he will drag her down the hill toward you.
I have two initiatives. I get plus one.
Me too.
Okay, so he didn't quite do it. He 3.5 times your initiative.
Triple point five.
And he steps up the two of you, and eeny, meeny, miny, mo, he picks... Oh, actually, 1 to 4 it'll be you, because you're the one that told him not to do anything, and 5 to 6 it'll be you. It is Bezor, and he slashes at you with a claw. Oh, he missed.
Yes!
How undramatic. It rings off of the reality that protects you.
So if I cast, will he get an opportunity attack?
Not an opportunity attack, but he does have he has another attack coming this round. So,
okay.
So if you start casting in your initiative, he could potentially attack and disrupt you, and he's more likely to focus on you at that point. But he seemed like he focused on you anyway.
But he might attack before I even get a chance to.
He might, cast, and if he hits you, yeah. But if you're casting a spell this round, you still lose whatever spell it is you hit you before then.
So I have to let you know I'm casting before that?
You're supposed to, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually supposed to be at the very beginning of the round. Is anyone casting?
Oh, yeah. I am casting Chromatic Orb this round.
Okay.
The Paralysis version.
All right. This is it. This is that moment.
His turn again?
Yes, because he 3.5 times your initiative. And he is going to attack. I'll do the dice again. 1 to 5, it's Bezor. Yes, it's Bezor.
You won. Why?
Because not only did you yell at him, which is very uncouth, but on top of that, he tried to hit you and it rang off of some force that protected you. Which
he doesn't even understand the concept of the word uncouth.
Totally. You know who he was before he became a sea wolf.
That is totally uncouth, bro.
He tries to bite you with his nasty teeth.
Hashtag uncouth wolves.
And he missed.
Yes.
Unstoppable.
Rings off of your armor again.
Unstoppable Bezor.
And then, Chromatic Orb will go off in 1. You attack in 2.
I will rope him, will it to entangle him in two.
All right, you throw the rope at him and tell it to tie him up.
Yes.
Okay.
And, tie that bad
roll for balls to see if you actually impact him.
D20?
Yeah.
Five.
Okay. So he swats, he lets go of the girl, she drops the ground, he swats the rope out of the air with his hand as it's coming toward him. And the rope flies past Vazor but does not hit him. So it goes over your shoulder. And
it's almost like my pocket sand.
That rope. That would have been bad.
Yep. And then Chromatic Orb goes off. You do have to roll the hit. It is a throw.
Oh, yeah. But I don't need, like,
you're
I just
not,
have
you're
to
not considered non-proficient.
So he doesn't have any armors or anything, right?
Yeah, he still has armors, but you're not considered non-proficient,
well,
and you get plus three to hit.
But it just has to make contact. It doesn't have to break his.
So that depends on what it is. It's a damaging one.
It's a paralysis.
You still have to hit him.
I thought that was called all of them were.
No. You still have to hit him.
15.
Okay.
Well,
and
it still
you plus
has
three,
to hit him,
and you get your bonus for dex, and you're considered proficient, so you hit, like, AC negative one.
Mm-hmm.
So, that hits. What is it?
Paralysis.
Okay, so it's not no damage, just paralysis.
Well, it's 2 to 8 damage. They all have damage.
Oh, okay, so there's 2 to 8 damage. So first roll the damage.
6.
And then it's save. Save negates.
Save versus paralysis. Yeah, save negates it.
He made his save. How much of damage?
6.
Okay, he's still there. That's his first wounding. And he's big.
But not his last.
Okay. It is clear that in the woods, Vazor and Dyrmood have engaged a creature.
Heroic.
Brunson has helped the women out of the boat. He did attempt to try to attend the wounds of one of the women, and they have moved the alchemy supplies on shore. So the longboat is there and potentially available. All right, it is
so
your only way to the island.
There goes that. That was the best chance we had there.
So now we chop. Oh no. We flank him and chop him to death.
See if I can take him.
We flank him.
Okay.
I want as much
so
wolf
do you have
me
any small boat handling or anything like that?
All right. My ego.
The captain will take you.
Few points.
Okay. I want as much. Right.
Let's go. May as well get some payback.
You have so much damage on you. Your ego's got to be under it.
All right.
Oh, cool. He said he's willing to accept this as his payback.
He takes it. He's got a big cudgel.
No one in our party did
with
the fire.
All right. So it'll take you two rounds to get to the island. So one of which has already gone by. So we have one more round. What's that?
I do have Theon's plus
Young gets me
yep
killed.
Short sword that will be used.
Which will be very effective. All right, so one more round of survival, and then the captain and Charlotte will be at the island.
The cavalry is coming.
Initiative. He now has 3 attacks because he dropped the woman.
6.
5.
Okay, he goes in 8.
Good.
All right, and so we're going to go on Bezor.
I plan to cast this round.
Okay. What spell?
Color spray. All
right. And he is going to claw you. And he will hit this time.
No.
For 5 points of damage.
Oh, wow. Good. So, do I lose my spell if it doesn't break my phantom armor?
Yes.
Dang.
That's so you're jolted enough to disrupt your concentration. All
right. And then am I still able to attack, or?
Nope. That's your round of action.
Ouch.
That's
the disadvantage of being a caster in melee, which if you cannot do that, don't ever do it. That's the rule. If you can be never a caster in melee, that's a good thing to do. All right, and that was his first attack. He went in 8. What is your initiative?
5.
So you not double you, which means you get your attack.
Ah, short sword!
See, that's why Brunson
wait, but
runs
I go in
danger.
6. So, oh, wait, I can't move either?
You can move.
Okay, I just want to move back.
Okay, you can do that. I mean, mind you, if you just turn and run from him, he'll get a free hack.
I don't want
to
run.
We're trying
just
to flank him.
I just want to back it. Like, still facing him, just backing out.
Okay. Did if he hits, I'll let you do it without a free hack. If he doesn't, you'll have to make a choice.
Okay.
Fade Blade! No, I didn't hit.
No?
Whopping
okay
2.
So, you're not sure. If you pull back, he may be able to swat at you. That's your choice.
I might as well. I'll
okay
go back.
So, even odd. Even he can, odd, he'll get away without him being able to stop you. Is odd. So you pull back, you're about 5 or 6 feet back out of his reach. So he is technically only facing Dyrmood now. which means even if he hits this attack, he'll miss. The claw is a miss. And then that brings us to you.
Tree Sign Dagger, which I have to double name. I rolled a 10, and I have plus 2 from the dagger, 2 from strength, so it's plus 4 total.
That's 14.
I'm just saying we're in serious trouble here.
4. That hits exactly.
He has AC 4. Max damage. Yours. 9 damage.
9. He's still there.
Right now. 8 damage.
He's still there. Okay.
No, sorry. It is 9. I'm sorry. I look at the right hit property. It's 9.
He's not still there. He's only still there.
My bad.
All right. And second claw on you. No, that was second claw. Bite on you.
The bite sounds nasty.
And he would hit, however, you are slightly displaced from where he thought you were. Okay? At this point, Charlotte and the captain are on the island, and you hear the sounds of snarling and ringing blades. There is a fight going 30, 40 feet into the trees. So if you're charging that way forward with your melee weapon drawn, you'd be able to potentially attack at the end of the round. And the captain is not going to be able to attack this round because he's settling the boat.
When she just draws her weapon and charges, I just imagine like the Power Rangers where they just go, ah, and put their head down and like, sprint forwards at her.
Okay. No, roll initiative.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Everyone. Charlotte doesn't have to.
6.
3. And,
okay. So
I plan to cast cast Read Illusion Magic and use it to use Chromatic Orb.
Just Eric him, please.
Out of your book?
Yes.
You'd have to have time to get it out.
Just Eric.
Oh, okay.
Just Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Just Eric.
Probably a round to get it out. But you're probably not in any danger unless he kills Deerwood.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem likely.
We're hoping not.
So proficiency with dagger, does that allow me to throw a dagger as well?
Yes.
I'll just throw my dagger out.
Please don't.
Okay. In that case, you can roll now, because that's missile fire.
Cool. 9. There's no dot on it, so I was like, is it a 6? This is a 9.
Okay, so it's a 9 plus dex bonus.
10.
Okay, so you're at 10. Magic of the dagger?
Nope.
That's a miss.
I think so.
It's a good try.
You miss, and then you attack with your sword.
Come on, Beyblade.
Well, that dagger's...
I don't think it likes the name Fayblade, because that would have fought.
You better change it, then, because it's not doing well at all.
That dagger's probably gone, to be honest. Wait, didn't our Thakos go down a bunch as weak casters?
It never goes down a bunch.
Well, like,
the first time it goes down, it goes from 20 to 19.
I thought it went from 19 to, like, 7
to
16.
You need a sprite name.
No, that's not. It doesn't go down again until, like way high level. So, I'll tell you right now. Mage Thakko at 6th through 10th is 19.
What is it at 11?
I mean, Tinkerblade
is 16. So you'll be as good as a 4th level fighter.
I'm gonna pop Beyblade until it hits one.
All right, yeah, there you go. All right, he claws at you.
Beat it in submission.
He hits.
Oh no, I actually get hit.
Bring it home. 8 points of damage.
My face.
Dagger.
Yeah. Okay, I still have.
I should have just gotten my book out, like, honestly.
Dagger. I rolled a 3.
Okay. The bite.
I can't hit nothing today.
He missed. Charlotte charges into the scene to rescue, save the day.
I can't hit him.
yes, Lady Kest.
Lady Kest, to cleanse her own island, as it were.
You are no longer Charlotte, you are now Lady Kest. For now.
The Baroness.
15 will hit.
Of our grand... Fort.
I don't know if it's +2 to
the
hit or +2 for damage.
It's +2 for both.
I guess it's more keep than 4, isn't it?
Okay. Still there. He's bleeding. Alright. And the captain will be able to attack at the end of this coming round. Initiative. Should be it.
6.
2.
I win on all of you.
I have 8.
Are there any rocks on the ground?
That was good initiative.
Like decent rocks that I could throw at it.
That are dagger shaped. Start with Eric. Let's see what should happen.
I had to draw it.
So, draw and attack at the end of the round.
Worst could happen is he could kill you or Charlotte. That's what could happen.
I still got my head hit points.
Or myself.
Okay.
But I'm low on the deer mood hit points.
So he goes an 8. He's going to attack Charlotte, because she just sorted him. And he'll hit. Your first wound for this combat. For a whopping 4 points. Be enough for somebody else, but not for you. And 7, 6.
Me!
The ever flailing deer mood.
Ever flailing fey blade. Rolls an 8.
The still flailing deer mood. Alright. 6.
Because I need training, that's why.
5.
I saw my dagger too.
4. Claw number 2 on deer mood. Missed.
Oh, yeah,
3.
I'm in 3.
Okay.
Attacking.
Yeah, all first attacks go before second attacks.
Okay.
Rolled 15.
Do I think I could use
telekinesis? Could be it.
4 damage.
Nope.
Do I think I could use telekinesis to move his...
What an anti-dramatic thing. I thought I was going to give you the ladies here and you there for a second.
Do I think I could use telekinesis to, like, move his... He doesn't have a weapon, does he?
No.
He moves his feet.
Claws.
I can only move like 5 pounds or something.
Oh. Maybe push his hand out the way.
Yeah, I was just like,
alright, here we go.
Can I like change the
second attacks.
Can I like change the angle that his hand is coming down or something?
The tree sign.
Yeah, he has a bite yet, too.
That hasn't been doubly named. Or maybe my attack.
Go ahead. He's gonna bite even odd, Charlotte or Dermot.
I rolled a 9, so that hits.
It's Charlotte. You rolled a 9?
Yeah, it'd be
sure that's a miss.
Yeah, I think that just misses actually.
Would I be better at throwing something or moving it at or like sending it at them with telekinesis? It's
virtually the same. As long as you have control of it with telekinesis.
Yeah, it just misses.
Same skill.
Okay. Misses by 1.
That's what I thought. Okay. Charlotte, here it comes. He hit again.
Ooh,
this time
cool.
It's with the bite.
That means
this
I can
is
like
the painful one. They always hurt more when they bite.
11 points.
Cover.
That means I could like pick something up like over there. Like behind somebody and throw it just like I had in my
hand. He snarls, ooh, it tastes good.
What initiative are we in right now?
He's kind of creepy.
3.
Okay.
I think you're the only one that hasn't gone, actually. Yeah. Everybody else is even at their okay, go ahead.
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
Are there any rocks near me on the ground?
And actually, Charlotte has a second attack this round, because you're 3 for 2 with a short sword.
Do I see any good rocks around?
Bones.
Me, Jenny?
See if I can lift a smaller bone and fling it at him.
It doesn't have to be small. 3 pounds is a pretty good sized bone.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 40
I fling a bone at him.
Alright, go ahead, roll the hit.
When I started this combat,
did you roll the hit?
20!
Oh, sorry.
Taking
I got 20
damage this combat.
I rolled a 2.
20!
No. I've taken 24 damage this
combat. Okay. Alright, so you flung a bone at him from the ground, and it comes soaring in, and you roll D2 damage.
I got this. I'm not going conscious with this.
Wrong.
2!
Okay, the bone knocks him unconscious.
I figured a telekinesis of a bone.
Use it 1 hit point.
Smack him with it.
For like the last round, and Deermood couldn't hit him. Charlotte even missed with her short sword.
Dude, Deermood messed him up a bit,
though. All right.
Amazing.
Wait, that dude. You did 2 points of damage in whole combat.
No,
okay.
I hit him with dramatic force.
So,
okay.
There's some treasure on the island.
Hey, but it's not telling anyone.
Oh, great treasure.
It's the side of the dude. We're really true heroes.
Yes, it is.
A little bit of run.
The captain might disagree. Anyway.
Hey,
we burn him down.
Just saying. The captain.
3v1, let's go, buddy.
Yes, the captain. Who arrived at the end of the round and did actively hit the unconscious seawolf once.
Captain such and such, seawolf slayer.
He hit one pretty hard earlier, but... Okay, anyway. So it's scattered about the island, so there's going to be some work in finding the stuff. But there's a few pieces that look like basically like barrels and crates of supplies that were taken from a ship or whatever.
Or a local keep.
Yeah. And the captain's ship will burn to the waterline. So you've destroyed, allowed them to destroy something, the captain's ship. But that was the last sea wolf that you are aware of.
Just have to check out that tunnel. On.
Hey, does your plans
you
have
search
a
on the island? If you search on the island for the entrance to the tunnel from this side.
Does it have a tunnel?
Dang,
tunnel
we should have had. We should have brought all the alchemy supplies and the woman into
the
keep overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does anyone want to check and see if she's alive, by the way?
Oh, yeah,
well,
I'll check and see if
she's
alive. I forgot about that.
Okay,
I assume you would have remembered after the combat. You're for Bezor's wise. I don't know if Aaron is, but Bezor's wise. All right. So, yeah, you check her.
I wouldn't have my own Ion Stone up right now.
And she's dead.
Dang. Should we bring her body?
Just leave her lay on the island? Yes, for her body?
Yeah. I mean, that's
captain,
what I would usually
the captain
do.
Captain takes her to the boat.
But
and
the boat's
says,
burning. Is she,
no,
was she north?
The long boat.
Oh, okay.
Wait, she was the ship that I was helping up on the shore and stuff?
I mean,
no.
Like...
That was Lori and the...
Like, sure, I'm Norse, and, like...
Maid.
I'm all for the Norse,
her?
Like, Viking funeral thing, but, like...
They tried to save Oa, but they came in just as he was about to bite her, and Bezor stepped up and did this thing where he said, step away from her, evil beast,
yeah,
and it just
that.
Wasn't very impressive. And so the guy crushed her neck and killed her, yeah. Like,
so.
I thought you were talking about the chick that we drug away that she... Like,
no.
The sea wolf.
Right.
He was
no, going to
kill her anyways. Like, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, he was going to kill her. He was going to eat her.
Well, yeah, but even if
that's
I didn't say that, he was going to eat her. He probably didn't even speak English.
Yeah, your only chance of saving him was probably not to say anything and to, like, immediately attack or throw yourself in the way or something like that.
I had thrown Eric.
It's the girl.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
how
it's
that
the girl right in the neck.
Yeah, we, at least to put her out of her misery. That'd be what you're saying next. All right. Anyway, so you're going to have to make arrangements to take care of the island, but actually the smoke from the ship covers it really bad and it becomes a problem. So you're going to have to do that probably in the morning in the daylight.
Yeah.
What's the smoke from the ship covering?
The island.
Why is that a problem?
Because you can't search the island while it's covered with smoke very easily.
Oh.
So.
Wake up in the morning.
Do you
oh,
want to
I love
post
waking
a
up
sentry
the
on the island?
The captain
tastes any more sea wolves gum so they can have something to eat.
I don't think that person
knows
the candle.
Wait, what are you talking about? The leaving the dead sea wolf?
No, I said, do you want to post a sentry on the island in case any more sea wolves come overnight?
Oh, no, we should make an effigy.
Okay, you gotta like, hang the sea wolves on the...
Hang the big one
okay.
From like the cave.
All right.
Your leader is dead.
Okay.
Be gone, coward.
So, we're going to assume that in the morning you will search the island and you'll find the goods, and you're going to figure out, you're going to have to enter into negotiation with the captain who came down here to rescue you and wound up losing his ship. So there's that problem. And you have the dead body of Oa, but you do have all of the alchemist supplies. Okay?
I'll make him another ship.
And third watch begins. Okay, Charlotte goes back to bed.
I go back to bed.
Okay. Janny stops meditating.
I'm going to have him
and goes to bed.
That's actually really convenient. We had the sentries do third watch.
Yeah, worked out.
I look forward to buying alchemy supplies from you in the morning.
I'm going to whisper to Dearman and go, I should charge the captain to make him a new ship.
Yeah, you don't even know. That's very complex. So.
Yeah.
And larger than your air. In fact, you can make it in pieces, but.
I can make a small boat and
oh yeah, you can make a boat
60
yeah.
foot by 60 foot.
So you could theoretically make a 60 foot long boat. Yes.
His boat was bigger than 60 feet long.
A little bit. Yes.
I can make it just a little smaller.
And you still need. It's a very complex thing. Like you could make it, but the doors might not open, and the sails wouldn't work. Maybe impermanently. Up or down.
Oh,
or whatever.
I'll just make it without sails, and he can put sails on it himself.
Yeah, so you'd have to cut out some of the complexities.
Just
make it with no doors.
Here, I roughed
no
one
ropes.
In for you.
Yeah, I roughed it in for you, and let him
Or you can just make him a very, 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 very expensive gem that you can sell.
I can't quite do that yet.
Make a down payment.
I can only be so precise without.
All right. Anyway, so we're going to fast forward at this point a little bit, so we spent a lot of time on that.
Through sleeping?
Yes. Yeah, so, third watch begins. The mercenaries are on watch. Everybody's sleeping.
Can I do my spells then?
Yes.
I
roll well, assuming there are no more encounters.
I roll even odd, right?
Natural
okay. Third watch goes on eventually. Hold on. Then fourth watch begins. Sun's not quite up yet.
There are four watches?
You're going to be now. First watch basically didn't count. Okay. Nothing happens during fourth watch either. And the sun comes up. The mercenaries are moving around some. The ladies and the keep are moving around some. You are told by the mercenaries that they did see one more of the creatures on the island in the dawn hours.
Dang.
So
come back, guys. Oh.
So I rolled odd and low, so that means first level, right?
Odd, low, first level. Okay.
Do I get any support sleeping?
Yes. So eventually everyone gets 6 hours sleep, which means everybody gets 2 hit points back.
Yeah, natural healing and whatnot, too?
Yes. 3 hit points.
You could do natural healing. You have to wake up your cleric to do so.
8 hours sleep?
Ah, denied. Undenied.
How about that? You know,
sleeping rather deeply. Arden. Arden, we need natural healing.
You guys are
bloodshot. Somebody didn't go to bed early enough last night. That's what I think. Are you willing to do natural healing on everybody? You want me to roll the dice?
Sure.
Okay. Dearmid. Failed. No, I was kidding. You made it.
What?
1 point.
He stabbed you.
Charlotte.
Dang it, dude.
Made it. 1 point. Bezor. Made it. 2 points.
Nice.
Brunson didn't get hurt.
All right. I'm up to the point
the captain.
Where Phantom Armor doesn't...
Made it. No. Yes, made
doesn't...
it.
Doesn't... No, actually. Phantom Armor only doubles my current hit points while it's already damaged.
Congratulations. Okay.
The Phantom Armor is also currently damaged.
Janny is awake. Get this. Because you didn't participate in the fight, you meditated, then you went to sleep, and you're awake, they're all still sleeping. Or memorizing.
Oh, well.
So you have time to basically do whatever you want.
I'm going to look for those
badgers. Alright, there you go. In the daylight, even. And they're not nocturnal, by the way. Badgers are diurnal.
Oh.
So, they're more likely to be around. Moving around and stuff during the day.
Okay.
And you have a summon animal spell, so you could try that. Although you might not get badgers.
No. I'm gonna go look around before that. I'm not gonna waste
that
spell.
Is that actually how it is? Mm-hmm. I thought it was mortal.
Mortal? That means they lost their loved ones. Okay. Alright, so you
how
go searching.
Knife out of knock.
Nocturne. It comes from like Greek or something like that.
Latin, I think.
So they had nothing better to say than day? Daynal.
Diurnal.
Diurnal.
Day and night.
Which is probably because day is Latin for day.
It's like diurnal, I think I'm singing a Bobby McFerrin song.
Before
Diurnal.
Before I go to sleep, can I cast Read Illusion Magic and read a few of these spells out of the book?
Sure.
Wait, actually, I think I have scrolls. Yeah, I want to check and see what these bundle of scrolls are from Theon's dad's treasure.
Wait, that's not Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, wow. You still haven't looked at those?
No.
That's pretty bad.
Got a little lazy.
Bad.
Oh. Okay. Did you say before you go to sleep you're doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I had one copy. That is one of two spells I had left. Out of... 20.
Okay.
How much time are you willing to devote for badger hunting?
A lot of time. A
couple hours? Wandering the woods by yourself with your wolf?
If everybody's asleep, there's no point in me coming back. And I can train my animals during this time.
Not if you're looking for badgers.
No, you get some training value out of it. Maybe like half or a quarter.
You should have me with your staff.
Okay, roll percentile dice, first hour.
Okay.
15% chance you locate a badger.
Ooh.
1-5, or less.
Oh.
Are you exhausted? Or just because of the night or whatever?
I have 70 points.
Okay.
Oh.
Second hour goes up to 25%.
37.
Okay. No badgers. 2 hours in. Can I keep looking?
64, yes.
Okay, you're 3 hours in. We stopped for lunch. Cast summon animals?
No, I'm not wasting
them. How can I be waste?
How long do I think they're going to stay asleep, by the way?
Should be awake now.
I'm going to look for one more hour.
Okay. Go ahead. 30%.
Huh?
30.
Oh.
Nope. No badger for you. I'm going to roll some encounters to see if I sense you do run into something, however. Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamoonian Adventures, on Kindle Readers. First hour, no. Second hour, no. Third hour, no. Okay, now I'm just going to roll and see if you naturally see any creatures in the wood. During the first couple of hours, you did see some deer from a distance.
Get the deer.
I don't think I really want to carry a deer around.
No.
You don't carry the deer. The deer walks on the ground.
Yeah, but it would be rather inconvenient.
You could be like the guy from The Hobbit.
My horse is gone. Like,
I
needed that boat. I needed that boat to get to my horse. And the lady goes.
It's only a 10-mile walk up shore.
Well, we can't all shrink our horses down into little figurines. I'm sorry.
I'm not picking up my deer if I ain't got a deer.
Talking about your unit.
Okay. In the second 2 hours, you saw above in the sky, not near you, you saw some turkey vultures.
Oh.
Get a turkey vulture.
Kill all the vultures.
Flashbacks.
You know.
You also saw some grouse.
It's like the flashing, like...
Grouse are like little birds that walk along the ground and can't fly.
Tell me, instead of gunshot noises, it's vultures.
Ground fowl.
Clawing, stuff like that.
What are those birds from Star Wars called? The ones with the big eyes?
Jawas.
Especially the pea. You know, the ones that...
Pringles. That was a good guess, though, wasn't it?
No.
I don't know.
The ones that
I genuinely
the Warkeeper befriended.
Who?
He's going to eat one of them.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what to call
Who befriended it?
The Wookiee.
Chewbacca. And The Last Jedi.
Porga or something like that.
Heavens?
Or no, wait. Is The Last Jedi the one with...
It's not The Last Jedi, it's from The Force Awakens.
Oh, The Force Awakens. That's the first one of the Disney ones, right? I have seen that one.
I think they're called Porga.
Porgs.
Porgs, that's it. Porgs.
Porgs.
Toward the end, so you're in that like 4 to 5 hour range when you're getting ready to head back, you see a weasel.
Oh, eat it.
Eat it.
Use it as a
club. Isn't that like a bird?
Kinda. They have fairly manipulative hands.
Ah, oh, it's cute and furry. It has so much combat potential. Okay,
so...
They don't have good, like... They don't walk real fast. Or no, actually, these are the ones that do.
By the way,
that's
what does hold animal do, by the way? Oh. What does hold animal do?
Holds them just like this whole person's spell. So they're frozen in place and they can't move.
So, if I try to approach it, being very cautious, would it run away?
Not if you cast animal friendship. It'll stay there at least long enough to make it saving throw or fail at saving throw if you cast animal friendship.
You go, now you are my friend.
Yeah, but then what if I don't want this?
Your soul is mine.
I've been
you can always release. You can always release any of your animals. In fact, that's what most people do.
Just,
remember,
druids
animals have
really
a limited bummed. Lifespan. So usually druids will
so
take them on,
the
train them, travel with them, you know, they whatever,
friends.
And then they let them go. And sometimes when they let them go, the animal will say, no, I'll stay with you. And that's when, if you let it go and it decides to stay with you anyway, that's when it can begin to build up its skills and hit dice. So Landis has a squirrel, for example, that is tougher than most 5th level fighters.
The muscle squirrel.
I can try seeing if my wolf wants to go.
You can, but then if he goes, he goes.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the risk. You take a risk by saying, go ahead and go if you want to go. And then if they decide to stay, that's when they start getting tougher. But if they don't decide to stay, then you lose them.
Does he understand what I say to him? Like without me casting animal function?
They more gets like a feeling. Like if you talk to him calmly, you know, trying to calm him down, and he gets a feeling like that you're trying to calm him down. If he says, if you're acting like you're talking to Bezor and you start to argue, he starts to growl because he realizes you're getting mad. So he more kind of senses what you're saying than actually.
Jay looks the weasel. Oh, weasel!
It's hard for you to tell when they understand and when they don't. But a lot of times they do what you ask them to do. So.
The hamster's actually like, I think I'd like to stay.
It stays at her feet. He's like, cheep, cheep, cheep.
She's like, I could ask you, would I be able to teach the weasel one?
Picks up.
Maybe
the hamster stays
with the help
starts
of the chipmunk. If they'll be friends enough to do it. You don't personally have the skill, so you can't
teach every day to get ripped like a muscle squirrel.
After she hits it, she's like,
they are not.
He starts
natural
like bench pressing pine needles.
So it's at least
fun rocking likely.
I'm gonna do two things.
Neither one of them will like the snakes, however.
I'm a pretzel.
Because they are natural enemies.
I understand that. And by the way, I'm willing to bet if I try letting the baby snake go, I'm willing to bet she ain't gonna wanna go.
You might
for
be
the
right.
Fact that she could die out there.
Yeah. You might be right.
So could you.
That's a
decision. I'm better out there.
Or
than
a decision than you have to make.
Alternatively, they could be going, man, I really wish we could go.
Okay. I will.
Just hold this
get close enough
will.
To pass.
I'm a dumb animal, and I wish I could get out there.
And then stay after that,
will
you have to stay with it for an hour.
Okay. I'll do it.
That's going to make you stay out there for an hour more.
But if I start talking to it while I cast animal friendship, would it like not see me as a friend until the hour's up? Or
No, it basically treats you like a friend for the hour. And then at the end of the hour, either it'll remain a lifelong friend or it'll leave. It'll want to go. And if you try to detain it after it wants to go, then it becomes a fight.
Oh, it's your bag.
All right. So, does he know he's under a spell? Or
not
the
really.
Animal?
I bag your
until
videos.
After?
Never, really. It's not like Charm Person. Charm Person sort of informs the person that they were under a spell, but
usually I have been charmed.
So is that usually why the animals don't go?
Well, I'm sure I could pay.
Because you mean because they don't know if they were under a spell? Yeah, pretty much. Also, do remember too that you do have a limited number of hit dice that you can do with animal friendship. So each animal has a hit dice, like in terms of what their hit points are. You can have a number. Your maximum number is twice your level. So you're 8th level right now, so 16 hit dice is the most you can have.
But doesn't that include the one she has right
yes,
now?
Yes, it includes the one you already have. Like the baby snake is probably not even half a hit dice.
So you have to like
the full-size snake is probably 1 hit dice, maybe 2 at the most. The wolf is in the neighborhood of 4.
See, if you try and let something go, and at least
you get
then
hit
it
dice
goes,
back.
Then you get hit dice back.
Right,
if it stays,
get
does,
other animals again.
If it stays, does it take up hit dice too?
If it stays, it takes up hit dice at first, but once it goes up 1 hit dice, it no longer takes up any hit dice.
Okay.
Eventually you just get walking.
That doesn't go up a hit dice until it gets experience.
So
like
what you're saying is I can only get up to certain animals to the number of hit dice I have?
Correct. So you're 8th level, so you can get 16 hit dice worth of animals right now.
Hit dice is
and at
9th
level will be 18.
How many hit points do they have? So yeah. If every time they would increase in strength, basically, they would get a D8 hit points, and they have, like, they have 2 D8 hit points, and it could that could be 3 hit points, but that's 2 hit dice.
Yeah.
All right.
So that determines how many. And the chart tells me what their hit dice are, so I know where you're at, but you don't. And they won't. They don't. They're not going to go up in hit dice unless you release them and they decide to stay. Otherwise, like if the wolf is 4 hit dice, he'll always be 4 hit dice the whole time you have him. unless you release him and he decides to stay. And then from that point on, he starts getting experience points just like a character does.
You should try releasing all of them. Odds are one of them will stay.
So it is.
Aubrey Fletcher had a hoar fox, which is a fox that can breathe frost. And when he first got him, he was one hit dice, and then he only had a DA hit points, and he could breathe frost for two hit points.
Are there actual animals like this on the
map? But not here. This is temperate climate, so
also,
you have to go to Arctic.
What does locate animals do? Like, does it locate an animal I think of, or is it just like...
Yeah, so you can try to locate a specific animal that you're looking for.
Like badgers.
Like badgers, for example.
After 4 hours.
But only it's only a chance that it'll find them. It's not automatic.
Yeah.
Give up on the
badger. Anyway, by the time he was done, that hoar fox, which was Vaughn, was 8 hit dice, and his breath weapon was 66 frost.
Oh, nice.
So
but he traveled with him for 10 years.
So once it decides it's not going to leave, it no longer counts as
Vaughn.
How much hit dice you have?
Once,
or
if you let it go, and it decides to stay, then it starts accumulating hit points. Once it accumulates hit points enough to go up one hit dice, then it no longer counts as part of your maximum. But it doesn't know that's going to happen until it happens the first time, and then it goes, hey, wait a minute, I'm getting stronger just by being with her. So then it no longer counts as part of your hit dice. It becomes like a lifelong friend. Bearing in mind that means it'll never get to be, let's say, if it's a squirrel, it'll never get to go do squirrel things, get married, have squirrel babies, you know, whatever.
It could. I'd have to get another squirrel, but it could.
Yeah, we'd have to get another one, and then you'd have two, and then you'd have baby squirrels, which are a lot like slugs when they're first born.
I'm going to carry a tree full of squirrels.
Yeah, I've got a backpack. I don't have anything in my backpack. It's a nest for squirrels.
I think you should do what Aaron suggested. Release them all and see if any of them come back.
I think odds
are... If not, then you'll have all those free open slots. You can...
Odds are...
But if they all leave, I won't have any more animals.
Odds are at least all of them will stay.
Get more.
Well, you could do them one at a time, too, if you wanted to take that risk one at a time.
If you could stay in the heartbreak, but... I say
just... put them on the ground. You're free to go.
Everybody go!
Any of them that stay.
Alright. I think I actually might do that. Because I don't want to hold them against their will. If they really want to leave, I'm not going to hold them.
But the only one that right now is not animal friendship is the baby snake. Remember, you animal friendship to all of the others. Now you can release them.
And chipmunk too?
Yes, they had chipmunk was animal friendship before she began.
That's just how that's from character.
The chipmunk, if it was me, he's really useful because of his skill of picking locks and he's pretty intelligent. But if you don't ever release him and if he doesn't ever choose to stay, his hit points are really low. He's going to die because he just does not have enough hit points to survive. So, what time is it? All
right.
8 o'clock.
Oh, we're good.
Once I do that, I'm going to hang out for an hour, and then I'm going to head back to the keep, and I'm going to... once I get my hour done, I'm going to talk to each of them for at least, like, How much time would I have?
After the hour, I mean, you figure they're all awake. Brunson's probably still memorizing.
No, what I'm
that,
saying is, if I used speak with animals, how long would I have?
It lasts for like a minute per level or something like that.
So
it's not a long time.
8 minutes, and I have like 6 animals.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You get so many animals, you can't even talk to them all at once.
Okay, I only have 60 seconds.
We're going to start like a book club. Like, everybody sits around in a circle and we all talk about. What does everybody want to talk about? Who's holding the scepter of power now? Which animal gets to talk now?
Okay, are you going to go on to them, or do you want me to talk to them real quick?
Okay,
go on to them.
Hold on, let me see. I'll figure that out in a second. But first of all, we're going to figure out whether or not what happens with your badger, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the first
weasel.
Thing. Or not, your weasel, I mean. Yeah, so I'm going to tell you what the speak of animals
is. By the way, I will try to butter up to it so it doesn't leave, but you know.
Sure, yeah, of course. So your speak with animals actually is 2 rounds per level. So you would have 16 minutes.
Okay.
And it's each round, you can only talk to one animal type. So it's not like you can talk and they all hear you. So you have to go... I talk to the weasel, I talk to the snake, I talk to
the animal. You talk to both snakes at the same time?
Yeah, you could do both snakes at the same time, but you can't talk to the other at the same time. Yeah. And you have to be careful, because when you talk to the snakes, it sounds like you're speaking snake, and the chipmunk doesn't like the snake. And
I'll explain to him that politics. I'm using this spell, because I don't want to go ahead and, you know.
Politics. Yeah, that probably
and I am actually going to tell them that I did use a spell on them. And I will tell them it's because I wanted to gain friendship, and if they don't accept that, they can leave. Not in a rude way, but I don't want to lie to them. If they want to be my friends, they can be my friends.
Okay. Yeah, I simply do this to my friend.
No,
we were never actually friends.
I'll explain it in a way that's not
if
that
you
hard.
Like, oh, that explains everything. I'm out of here.
Me
can you take me home? Because you brought me like 500 miles from my home.
Oh, no. I can't do that if they ask me to do that.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. You better wait until you're done speaking with animals before you release any of them. That way they can't ask you to take them home.
If you want to, you can go. But Janie, you're holding my neck. You can go.
She's so friendly. All right. Okay, so first of all, we're animal friendshiping the weasel, is the plan. This is what's on the table. The weasel.
Okay. That's just a card that represents a weasel, actually.
I'm the weasel.
I'm not
going
to try to talk to the weasel about this, because I don't want him to run off
it's
as soon as I get
him. Day.
Right. No, okay.
I'll talk to him another time.
Yeah,
maybe
you don't
want to
cast your spell during the time while you're animal friendshiping him anyway.
Yeah. I'll just let him try around.
So first
the
all right, here we go. You ready? This is the saving throw for the weasel to see if he becomes friendly
please,
or not.
Come on.
The answer is... Yes.
Yay.
He is a very friendly weasel. You have animal friendship a weasel.
Is it a boy?
They're stomping on the weasels.
Now that you have animal friendship him, you could look at his genitalia and see. He won't take it overly... As, he won't be as upset about it if you just walk up and grab him.
No, no, I'm not like that. I just gotta hold him.
It's a guy?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I'm saying that. I'm just saying.
Females,
but before yeah. before he was friendly, that would have been kind of awkward. Can you show me your genitalia, please?
I could have just asked if it was a boy or girl, but then again, I probably wouldn't have gotten
that. But then
you'd
have to speak with animals first,
yeah.
And you want to use that later. So anyway, all right, so it is
a
boy
weasel?
Even
or
odd,
girl
male
weasel.
Or female.
It's
even it's male. It is male.
Why is it always males? Like, I don't have one female, I don't think. Oh, I have the
They're
baby snake.
Yeah, the baby
that's
snake is
female.
Female, yeah. As much as females are female thing for snakes.
Man, I'm so scared. I feel like most of them are about to leave.
Like I said,
it's a dice roll for every single one, and just don't know what I'll roll.
Just get new
Wait,
ones.
You're not going to do it by personality. What?
Well, I have to take into account your reaction modifier and how you've treated them. But
oh.
It's a base dice roll.
Well, I treated them all nicely. I haven't mistreated them.
Allegedly.
Yes, but you do get a negative modifier because you have some that are mortal enemies. So the snakes and the chipmunks are mortal enemies, for example.
Well,
the
I'm
wolf
talk
and the
to
chipmunk is a mortal enemy. So that the wolf won't be affected by that because he's dominant. But the chipmunk is afraid of the wolf.
Weasel
and
snakes.
The chipmunk is afraid of the snakes.
Dominant.
So don't release the chipmunk.
Yeah, weasel
right.
and snakes.
No, try and release... Try and release the snake and the wolf first, and if they leave, then that'll take away the negative for the chipmunk, probably.
I'll figure it out when we get to that. Okay.
Right, one
Are
time.
We about to do
yeah.
that now?
Okay, so
okay.
you spend the hour with
I'm
him.
Just helping
now, meanwhile, okay, so Charlotte, Deer Mood.
Basil.
You guys don't have spells or anything to get back, so you have... Finished a full night's sleep, you're up and able to do whatever, and I assume this is when the time when you're probably going to go do the island.
Can I do my scrolls
whatever.
From last
so
night?
You were told that there was one guy saw on the island. Yes, I'll get you in a second.
We can do the island.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
We're capable.
No way for Brunson.
They don't seem to be too much of a threat. We killed the big guy. Not too
Excellent.
Much issue.
I'm reading my book. I'm like, wait for Brunson.
Do you have any
feeling
yet?
Reading my book.
Is that awake yet?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I remember it for
once.
Yeah.
A little bit of healing on us wouldn't hurt.
Well, I needed 3.5 hours of prayer after I woke up. So
I
what
need
time?
4 or 6 hours sleep.
Up to third level spells? So.
6 hours. In 6 hours, 3.5 hours.
Nine
so
nine.
You'd be done by now as well.
Okay, I can heal.
That's at 4.5 plus.
Charlotte and I.
An
Charlotte
hour.
More than I.
I'm at 5.5 hours memorization.
Charlotte, get back 13. Let's see, so I'm memorizing
Do you want me to get
14
back
first level spells. So that's 210 minutes. I have 14 first level spells, which is 210 minutes.
How's it 210 minutes?
14.
It should be an even hour.
14
be,
first level spells.
That's 2.5 hours.
15 minutes per spell.
Yeah.
So that's 7 times 15.
It's 2.5 hours.
It would be.
No, 14 spells.
Oh, yeah.
14 spells is 2.5 hours.
14 times 15. Yeah. 140.
Four spells is 1 hour.
Right.
210.
Yeah, 210. Which is the equivalent of 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Oh, 3.5.
Yeah, that's right. He just did it a weird way.
I just did 15 times 10, and then 4 times 15 is an hour, so you take 15 times 10, which is 150. As
counting your levels divided by 4, that's how many hours. That's how I did it with phase.
Okay. How many minutes do you have on your Read Illusionist Magic?
10, I think.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how it works.
What phone do you
have? All right.
Oh.
So.
Let me see. Oh, no, I guess not.
Are you just starting with the first one, or what are you doing?
Yes.
That's got to pose a slight problem, I think.
Just let me know when I can start memorizing.
You go ahead. You're already awake.
Will I have time to do them all? Or?
Before something happens? Probably.
Okay, so I need 8.5 hours to do my memorization.
All right, we'll see how lucky we get.
Did you want your wizard tree?
Yeah, and I use so many spells.
So before I started memorizing, did I have any indication of what our plan was?
I only need 8 hours.
We're just gonna check out the island here in a day. That was it.
The only plan that they were gonna deal with getting whatever was on the island and talking to the captain, and Bezor's horse is back at the other place.
Somebody let the captain know. I'll get him a new boat.
Get up to Celeste to get the money from Edodon.
It wasn't my fault. It was the lady that was naked in his cabin's fault. But I'm getting a new boat.
Well, there's some treasure.
I saved the boat. Mostly.
We're leaving.
Okay, bye.
Do you want to drop off Bella?
What?
Do you want to stay or you want to go?
I'll stay.
Okay.
Sure you
we're gonna be done in about an hour or so.
Okay.
As long as you're not, as long as we're not boring you.
Actually, kind of interesting. You're about to see me cry. I'm
sorry. Okay. The first one. Are you ready?
All right, animals go.
You're going to have to write a little bit of detail down because we're not going to be able to look these up.
Wait,
we'll
find more.
So you got a scrap piece of paper or something around?
Not the ones I have.
Yes.
So?
Okay. So the first one is first level.
Okay.
And it is called Tasso's Shriek.
Tassels and Shriek.
Range, 1 inch per level. Verbal only. 1 segment. Duration is one round. One round per level. Area of effect?
Wait, duration is one round per level? Or it's... Hold on. 1 round per level duration.
Yep.
And 1 segment casting time?
Correct. Area of effect is hearing. Okay. So basically, because you haven't actually cast it, you're just reading through it. It looks like what it does. It's kind of like audible glamour. So it makes the speaking more effective. Let me see if I have the audible glamour.
It almost sounds like
5 thaumaturgy. It might not be. It might be an unearth. Great.
I call it self.
With that unearth girl that was floating around, you have in front of you. So you can look up the effect of an audible glamour.
Yeah.
Basically, this is, you know, used to produce shouted warnings or cries, suggest a fight or attack offstage, or to suggest the presence of unseen intruders so as distract opponents of the caster.
Where's Audible Venrat?
It's in the Honor of Arcana, first level mage spell. First
or second. Oh, mage spell, okay.
Yeah. You don't have to look at it right this second, but that's what it does. And then we're moving on to the next one. Okay? The second one I only have two of these books with me, so I'm hoping we're going to hit them, but I'm not sure we are.
If I want to take sending or not. Seems a little underpowered for a fifth level spell.
Pretty cool to be able to directly communicate with anybody
Audible
anywhere.
Glamour's not.
Yeah, and get a response.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not for soul.
Click on that chart. Okay.
Not on this chart.
I'll find it eventually. I kind of already told you what
it is. Oh, it says first level illusionist, but it wasn't in the list for that.
Weird. It might be, then it might be in the players, and I just missed it, maybe. Okay. The second one is a second level spell. We'll do range 30 feet. VSM. Two segments. One round plus one per level. No save.
One round plus one per level, you said?
Yep. It allows the caster to look at foods and see any substance that is harmful to the caster outlined in luminous purple flames. The magic penetrates darkness, sauces, such solid objects as a container, lids, layers of meat, harmful substances present, the caster can will the food to emit illusory, hissing black serpents visible to all people.
All right, look at food. See any harmful substance.
Yep.
And what does it look like?
It looks like purple, luminous flames to you. Light flames made of purple. But once you know that, once you see it in there, then you can make it appear as hissing black serpents that are visible to everyone. Which basically allows you to prove to people that you need to not eat that.
Look, it's got serpents.
It's got visible black serpents in it.
Yeah, and then what can it see through?
Anything, basically. Pots,
even a seven
gravy, sauces. Layers of meat.
So if they try to hide their poison inside a hot pocket, you'd see it.
Yes.
Hot pocket. Death pocket.
Death pocket.
Life insurance pocket.
Life insurance in your pocket.
Extra deadly flaky crust.
Those are funny.
Insurance pocket.
Okay. And then you're lucky. Grr.
I do not say blah blah blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Next one is called War Lavim's Creeping Shadow.
Wait, what was the last one called?
Okay.
Blue flame smoke snake spell.
Sundaril's Universal Taster.
What is with all the getting spells? Oh, that's the same two spells?
It's
Sundaril's Universal Taster.
Ramsey's Poison Finder.
Okay,
Gordon Ramsay.
Lore Levim is spelled L-O-R-L-O-V. E-I-M apostrophe S. Creeping Shadow. We have to go faster on these if possible because...
Yeah.
Okay, it's level 3, of course. Range 0. VSM. Wait for it. 7 segments. That's how you know it's going to be a good spell. Duration, 1 round per level. Air effect, the caster's shadow. No save. And what it does is it stretches out your shadow away from your body at a rate of 15 yards per round to a maximum distance of 10 yards per level. Moves as an ordinary shadow along the floors and walls. Caster can maneuver in any manner feasible to place the shadow wherever he desires. For example, you might position your shadow over a high window in a tower in order to spy on the tower's occupants. Shadow makes no sound, is 90% undetectable in all but the most brightly lit surroundings. While the spell lasts, you can see, hear, and speak through your shadow. The shadow cannot physically touch, pick up, or attack creatures or objects. It can be struck only by spells, magic weapons of +1 or better, or other special attacks such as a dragon's breath. Has the same armor class as the caster. Hit points lost by the shadow are suffered by the caster.
I am missing so much information, by the way.
You don't have to have it all. I'm just telling you what it does.
Well, yeah, but I like missed pretty much everything.
It stretches out your shadow, and wherever your shadow goes...
How far does it stretch?
15 yards per round up to a max of 10 yards per level. And these are in the book, so you can look them up. But let me give you the basics in case you wanted to memorize the book.
And then I can hear, see, and speak from it?
Correct. However, if it's struck, which it's hard to strike it, but if it is struck, you take the damage. You have to have a light source of at least a candle and a small statuette sculpted from obsidian worth 1,000 gold. So.
A little pricey.
I still have to have these things in the moon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they channeled the changing of reality. They're just not magical channeling.
Do I still need verbal somatic and...
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same as like what a mage casts. You still say things, you still do things.
You said 10,000 gold pieces or 1,000?
1,000.
It was a 10.
Okay. Unfortunately, I do not have this book with me, but the next one is a third level spell as well, that's Shadow Bolt.
I thought there were only. Oh, it said 3 or 4 scrolls. So, yeah.
A scroll can hold as many spells as, like, can hold 3 or 4 spells.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, the next one is Shadow Bolt. So, with those 4 spells, you've done the first 2 scrolls, or 2 spells on each scroll.
Okay.
Okay. The third scroll has 1 spell on it.
Okay.
It is a 4th level spell, and I don't know if I have the book. I'm looking. Yep, looks like I do. Should be right here. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.
Are you ready for this?